Welcome to this Craft Contemporary audio tour. This tour is designed to be used in our lobby gallery on the ground floor and will serve as an introduction to the museum and explore the work on view in the lobby. Please pause the tour at any point if you need time to move around the space and to find artworks being discussed. An introduction to Craft Contemporary. Located on Los Angeles' historic Miracle Mile, Craft Contemporary reveals the potential of craft to educate, captivate, provoke, and empower. The museum's three-story Neo-Georgian building was designed in 1930 by Gilbert Stanley Underwood and was once the location of Frieda Schroeder Cakes. The building was established as a restaurant and gallery space by painter Edith Robinson Wiley in 1965. And was later granted non-profit status as the newly established Craft and Folk Art Museum in 1973. Today, the facade of the building is brightly coloured with a geometric design in black, white and yellow, which was painted by the Los Angeles-based artist Brent Spears, otherwise known as Shrine. The museum presents exhibitions by established and emerging artists who explore craft media and techniques and are often underrepresented in larger art institutions. Wiley believed that an engagement with handcrafted objects could enhance daily life, and she therefore prioritized the representation of handmade objects, cultural identity, and multi-sensory experiences. In part, this was a reaction to the growing popularity of pop art and minimalism in the 60s and 70s. In an effort to engage the community with art on view, Wiley animated her exhibition spaces with food, performance, and film. Moving forward in time to 2018, the Museum Board of Trustees and staff voted to change the name from the Craft and Folk Art Museum to Craft Contemporary in order to better reflect the museum's current mission. Emphasizing the word craft as a verb and a noun celebrates both the act and outcome of making. While we continue to respect the deep history of the craft field, the word contemporary looks forward to a bold and exciting future which points to the idea of emerging artists creating new work which respond to current and social issues and ideas. Lobby Gallery, many more. We will now explore the exhibition, Many More, which can be found to the left of the seating area, in front of the window, near to the front desk as you enter the museum. Look for a wall with 65 prints by 54 different artists, hung in a roughly 8-foot by 8-foot space. Each work is approximately 8 by 10 inches and is hung in both landscape and portrait orientations on horizontal strings attached with small binder clips. The collection represents the Many More Print Exchange portfolio, which celebrates the numerous ways prints can be made and shared. The portfolio was generated from an open call to printmakers and print lovers throughout the United States. Each participant sent in one or two print editions, and in exchange received a portfolio of prints by other artists. The full portfolio is on display here, highlighting how sharing and creating community are inherent in printmaking. We can see some prints that are monochrome and black and white, while others include a variety of colours. Some prints depict places, portraits, and animals. Others represent natural forms and more abstracted shapes and patterns. They include silk screens, reliefs, and digital prints, and are made on a range of papers, some thick, some thin, and even one on fabric. There are also a few artists who have incorporated mixed media, such as thread, gold paint, and glitter stars. Most of the artists are from Southern California. Some are established printmakers and teachers, while others are self-taught. The diversity in experience, techniques, and styles utilized by these artists is what makes the exchange of these prints so exciting and facilitates the sharing of ideas. This audio tour has been narrated by Billy Ray Vinson, Director of School and Family Programs at Craft Contemporary. Find other audio tours on our website at craftcontemporary.org. Thank you for listening.